No ja musiała za nas zemeć, bo oni zachęć. Oj, 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 oj,
as a call, give it all. I texted Ben today. I said, sometimes you don't realize what you have until you don't have it anymore. Baruch Hashem, we've had good relievers for you. But there's something about the source that brings us back to remember what we had the entire year. Shkoyach, thank you for bringing us a little back to Eretz Yisrael, a little to Shabbos, a little bit to who we truly are. I'm not sure if everyone heard today, but unfortunately we lost the God of Yisrael, Rabbi David Kamenetsky, Zatzal, Rabbi Shimi's father, and my principal's father from DRS, Rabbi Yisrael Kamenetsky's father. He was a tremendous, tremendous tzaddik, and I thought it would be very appropriate to be able to just start off this year just saying one minute a Torah, and I'm able to connect it to him. You see, late in the parsha, there's nothing to do with the sources in front of you. Moshe Rabbeinu bugged out. For Moshe Rabbeinu to bug out, you have to have a real big concern. What is he bugging out about? He bugs out about it because the Jews are complaining. What? The Jews are complaining about the food. What else is new? Something's never changed, right? They're complaining. And what does Moshe say? What am I, a nursing mother? That's what the Lashon is. What am I, a nursing mother? I just want to teach Torah. So the Rav, such a beautiful, very famous Torah from the Rav. I don't know how many times we've quoted the Rav in this Beis Midrash. We should quote him more often because his mamash is so deep. Once you get past, like, just a dictionary, looking up the words, what the words mean. In English, I don't have the best vocabulary. Didn't do so well on my SATs. It's so deep. So the Rav says, what was Moshe saying? Moshe was saying is that, I just want to be Moshe Rabbeinu. And Chodesh Baruch was saying, no, to be a leader, to be a madig, to be a true, true role model and a leader, a parent, Rebbe, whatever it is, it starts with the Torah, but you have to worry about the meals. You have to care. You have to see that they make sure they're getting fed, make sure that they're being taken care of, not just physically, spiritually, everything. This is why it was an eye-opener, this week's parsha for Moshe Rabbeinu. Because he bugs out, because he's like, what is this? I just want to teach Torah. And Chash Baruch says, no, this is your people. Ein melech below am. You want to be a melech, you want to be the teacher of Klai Yisrael. You got to make sure that you're taking care of their physical and their mental, their spiritual needs. And I didn't know him, Rav David, so well, but I do know his son, Rav Yisrael Kamenetsky, and everything that I am today, which is nothing, but just the love and the care and the achdus that they say about him, that he was a principal in three or four different schools. He used to pick up garbage in Magen Av. Literally, they said a story today at the funeral. You were there?
No, I was in Magen Av.
Oh, Magen Av. they said they would ask the first kids, and they said, what does Rabbi Kamenetsky do here? And you know what they said to him? Oh, he's the garbage man. He was the camp director, and he was picking up the garbage. True Madig is someone not only who learns the Torah, who teaches the Torah, but he lives the Torah. He cares about every single student. Incredible, and so incredible. I think it's going to connect very much to what we're learning about tonight as well. So it should be for his neshama, Lili Nishmas, Harav David, Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, Zatzal.
It connects to the Rav Shlomo Torah that you said it's doing.
Yeah, what's the Rav Shlomo Torah? Why didn't you send it to me?
I think it was you that sent it. Sure. That's how I'm looking for it, because it was talking about Moshe Rabbeinu saying that, like, when if his people are doing something, he's going to be doing it with them. I guess this follows up after this what you're saying.
Mm. Okay, so once you get it,
find that I'm going to share.
Once you get it, share.
What?
Mcheini? Wait, we got to take me out if you're going to...
Maybe. I know the name of the Torah. We were discussing the Nishma Shlomo thing. Oh, the Kuzmir Torah.
Mm-hmm.
When Rabbeinu broke the tablets, what was he really saying? Master of the world, you want me to be the holy one, from Jew, only from Jew in the world? You want me to be the only tzaddik? I refuse. I want to be together with all the yidden. If they do wrong, I want to do wrong also. Imagine if all of us would learn this Torah. How much will we all love each other?
Psh.
Yeah.
That's the essence of the Rav Torah. That's the essence of Rav Shlomo. And that's really the essence of tonight's Torah as well. Shkoyach, Rav Shlomo, you have to send that to me, please.
It's
hard to get on the chat, Taka, but for that chat, but it's not for now. Talk to the right people.
We'll speak.
Yeah. Pazik says in the Parsha, V'nosa degel machin adon ma'asif l'chol machinos l'tzivosam. Shevet Dan was the gatherer. He was the end of when they traveled in the midbar. He was in the back. So everyone likes to talk about Dafko. What is it about Shevet Dan? They were in the back. They were the Maasif. Just for time, so we don't have so much time, because I want to make sure we use Ben to make sure that we go into Shabbos in the right way as well. But we know whenever you want to know the essence of something, you got to go to the name. What? You have to go to the name. You have to go to the essence of the name. So Shevet Dan, there's a writer, Rachel, call him Shevet. Why do you call him Dan? Because the pasuk says, "Vatomer Rachel Danani Elokim." Look on the bottom column. "Tomer Rachel Danani Elokim." Gam Shama Bekolia. Hakadosh Baruch Hu judged me. And he quotes over here. He says that at the end of the day, what does Dan mean? Dan means that he had the midah of Dan Mechaschus. That he had the midah of judging everyone favorably. Right? He was, his essence was Dan. His essence was, I'm a judge. But not only am I a judge, I'm judging everyone favorably. Rachel Aminu. She wasn't judging Kadosh Baruch Hu. She said she was imbuing in her son, which wasn't really her son, but it was Zilpah's son. But she named him in the midah of Dan Chaschus. What does this mean that he was the gatherer, right? A Malik attacked. Who does a Malik attack? A Malik doesn't attack the guy sitting in the base of Midrash. A Malik attacked the Jews from Shevet Dan. It's brought down by Chazal.
Yeah.
Why? Shevet Dan were the Jews who messed up. Shevet Dan were the ones who were in the back of the crowd. Amalek said, "Oh, you don't care about those Jews. The Jews who mess up, maybe they don't believe in themselves." But what does Shevet Dan do? He collected all of them. Maasif, he gathered them all up. Look at the last paragraph here. You want to know why he went last? He was the gatherer of all the camps. Why? Because he had this midah of judging everyone favorably. You messed up. You didn't make it with the rest of your family. You're a little different from the rest of your family. Maybe you like to sing a little bit. Maybe you like to do something different from the rest of the family. It's called Echav Echad. He was able to bring them closer to their Bona Shom because he gathered them in. He didn't make them feel like they were different. And this doesn't only just come from Shevet Dan. It really comes from the first person who came from Shevet Dan. If you go to page 2, it's such hashkacha. Today was the yahrzeit of the Beis Aharon, the Aharon of Kalim. But tonight is the yahrzeit of Yecheskel Levenstein. Yecheskel Levenstein, the great Rashiv of the Mashkiach of Mir. And look at page 2, we have a Torah from Yecheskel Levenstein. Unbelievable, look at that hashkacha.
Dan was in the back of the...
Dan was in the back, he was the back.
Picking out doing Shavas Aveda.
Shavas Aveda. He was picking up all the lost souls. He was the Reb Shlomo on the that's desert. That's it. But look what he says from Yecheskel Levenstein. He says, which Shevet was the most going down? It's Parshas Bamidbar. Who was the most going down? It was Shevet Binyamin. Binyamin was the most going down to Egypt. But who was the least? Take a guess. Shevet Dan. He had one Jew. He had one son, Dan. And what was his name? Hushim Ben Dan. And not only was he one, he was a Baal Mum. He was deaf. He was a deaf mute. He was the one who killed Esav. He killed Esav with Gemara and Zota.
When Naftali ran back,
excellent. So Yecheskel Levenstein says, not only you see that Shevet Dan had 62,700 Jews, right? The pasuk says in Alpha Matas and Bamidbar that he had the biggest Shevet. But from one, and not only from one, from a tainted one, from someone who wasn't born normally. Right, and he says over here, "Ki abateach b'kolchu b'chashonos v'sibel sheyishlo." Someone who believes in their kolchos that they have and the things that they have in their life, lebasov nasim lo echsov, and he's able to be strong and stubborn. Kadosh Baruch Hu manicho l'sibel shibata chaleim. Kadosh Baruch Hu will help them very much. And that's exactly what happened. Shevet Dan had every reason to throw in the towel. What did Shevet Dan do? What did Hushim and Dan do? No. He said, "Okay, I have a certain handicap. I'm moving on." Maybe we could say, I was wondering how all these sheets were going to come together. Maybe we could say that maybe he saw the handicap within himself, Chushim, that didn't blind him to see the other handicaps of other people.
But it was also he didn't see he couldn't even hear.
He couldn't even see. He couldn't even hear.
He couldn't hear the argument.
Chushim couldn't even hear. Oh.
When Esav said, you know, show me the peace, the peace plan, or whatever.
Exactly.
You know,
just saw Uncle Esav making trouble over here.
All he saw was that his father, Yaakov Avinu, his grandfather, wasn't being buried.
Mm. He says, "I got to take action."
Because he didn't listen to any. Like, he couldn't hear any of this stuff.
He didn't let the stress come in. It's like an episode from Lost when they say, "Don't listen to as soon as you let the black smoke speak to you, then it's over." No one's holding on Lost over here. Okay, Baruch Hashem. As soon as you let the Yitzhar come in, it's over. Okay, I'm sorry. You want to judge me? I'll keep you with Shevet Dan over here. Okay, no shkach.
No.
There you go. At the end of the day, what does Shevet Dan do? Shevet Dan says, "No, we're the gatherers. We're the ma'asif." Why? Because that was his essence. He was Dan the Chol Adam Chavschus. And where did he get that from? He got it from his great Zeta, from Chushim. Got it from Chushim. From one Jew came the biggest Shevet in the whole Midbar. From one Jew. And maybe we could say that he was able to see, not see the handicaps of others because he didn't want anyone, because he didn't want anyone to look at his handicap, at his limitations. And we see this later in the parsha as well. At the very end of the parsha, we know that Miriam gets harassed for 7 days, and Klal Yisrael waits for her. Rashi says on page 3, why does Klal Yisrael wait for her? Zeh kovar chelak la hamakom b'shil shah shenis akva the Moshe kishahushlach liyor. Very famous Rashi. That why did they wait for Miriam 7 days? Because right, she had saras, she had to be separated from everyone. Because one time she waited for Moshe Rabbeinu in the river. You're talking about, I don't know, 70 years before, 80 years before. So the whole Torah that he says here, he quotes the Gemara, the same Gemara that we quote over here, and so to Chesam Reis. The way you judge others is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge you. If you have good thoughts about others, if you look for the good in others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for the good in you. What did Miriam do for Moshe? Miriam just didn't go to the side of the river and call it a day. Okay, I'm done. She waited to see what was going to be with Moshe. And what happened 70, 80 years later, when she messed up on her level and she left the Lashon Hara about Moshe being separated from Tzipora, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back, hey, right now we're not focusing on the tzaras, we're not focusing on what you know. We're going to focus on the good. You know what happened 80 years ago with Moshe Rabbeinu in the river? You know what you did? He says that's the whole essence of what Miriam was, and that's Gemara. B'midah she'adam modim bo, mav modim lo. The way that a Jew acts, and you view the way you view others, that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu views you. And I think it's so simple. When a person has positive stuff, we talk about this all the time, but I will say it again. When a person has good feelings about themselves, all you want to do is help others. When a person has negative feelings about themselves, then you want to put other people down to help you put yourself back up. So the number one, all these parshas are literally screaming about being positive, optimistic, and loving, and caring, and sensitive. But living with Shevet Dundag eyes, living with Hashem's glasses, living with these eyes of stop focusing on the outer, like your Rosh Hashiva was talking about. Stop focusing on the chitzonius. Start looking a little deeper, like the Bnei Yitzchak writes earlier in the parsha. It says mitoch halavim. So he says that in this whole Torah that a Jew has to live mitoch. What does mitoch mean? So live a little deeper. Stop focusing on the exteriors, on the outers, on what you're just seeing. Start understanding there's something much deeper here. And obviously, there's something that doesn't just come overnight. There's something that, you know, Rabbi Nachman said in Torah Rish Pei Beis that even with the biggest Hashem, you have to look for something good with him. He said that just thinking, right? If I see a Russia doing something bad, and I say, you know what? It could be that, I don't know what's going on in that person's life. What happens? He says that you're actually causing that person to turn around. You have a good thought. You didn't say a word to him. You didn't say a word. Right? The Baal Shem Tov, all these stories. You didn't say a word, but you just have positive, good thoughts. It literally changes a person. I'm not sure how that works. I don't know. What's the word? Telepathically?
Happened this week. This kid was burning tefillin in Israel, and some Chabad grabbed him.
Yeah.
Brought him close, and he just did a video today how he's sorry.
It's not just from this. No, he did last year. He went Pesach. He brought bread to Bnei Brak.
Yeah.
And he he was such an anti.
Who is this?
An Israeli kid. Who was Amish anti.
Yeah, anti. Holy brother.
And today he's wearing a Yichia Adonainu yarmulke.
Mamas the Holy.
And he's asking chila for everybody who did hurt and everybody that he.
Unbelievable. Incredible. So the last Torah, I'll just say it outside. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know how to make the menorah, so he throws it into the fire. Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's going to come out. So the whole Torah he says here is that's what a Jew's life is. A Jew's life is doing your part, but the Rosh Hashanah doing his part, right? The pasuk says, my wife, this is my wife's favorite pasuk. We have it right by her candles at home. Hashich al Hashem yehavcha v'hu yichakaleka. You throw it down at the Rabbanu Shem's plate, right? And he'll carry it out. He'll support you. It's basically like the little thing in Manny's. I don't know if you went to Manny's in Hashem. He went to Manny's, very chashav. So on one of the stickers, maybe you'll go there, maybe you probably won't. But we'll see, it says, on the fridge, it says, don't tell your problems, don't tell Hashem how big your problems are.
Yeah.
Tell your problems how big Hashem is. Did I say that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tell your problems to Hashem how big.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't tell Hashem how big your problems are, tell your problems how big Hashem is. Yeah. At the end of the day, if we want a Kadosh Baruch Hu to look for the good within us, we have to look for the good within others.
I want to
look for the good in other people. If if we act like Shiva Dun, the Ma'asif, the gatherer, the Jews who fall off the cracks, but we look for the deeper, we look for the good within them. That even Chusha ben Dun, he was a handicap. From him came the biggest Shevet. From him came 6,700 people. Miriam, even 70, 80 years later, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, even when she's being punished, she's having saras. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Right now, this is a great time to pay you back. That's the whole essence of being a Jew. And then we have to daven to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We should have that schus. Just to end off with a story, Reb Chesed Levenstein, the Baal Yartzeit. So we said this before, we'll say it again. So once getting on a train, what happened was one of his shoes fell off onto the train. So a normal person would try to, either if it's not electric, try to go down. Parenthetically, my father last week was getting on a train in Queens, and he was not allowed on the train because someone, Hashem Yirachem, threw himself as the train was coming. It was mamash crazy. The police were there. It was terrible. Mamash terrible. I'm not sure why I'm saying that. But Hashem should watch over those people throughout the world who need Yeshuas. So Reb Chesed Levenstein was getting on the train, and his shoe fell off. So a normal person would try to get it or whatever. Yes. Immediately he threw his second shoe down on the floor and he got on the train. So they asked him, Rebbe, what's the story? Makore, Manishma, call okay, what's going on over here? We talk to the Israeli tax shiver. Tell Hiva Trump, hello. It's like, you know, one of those things that.
That's if they didn't ask you first, right?
That's like the main thing. And when you tell them to put the money off or on, depending on your halachic orthodox rabbi, it's not for now. So he says, you want to know why? Because if I can't have one shoe, at least someone else get the pair also. At least someone else get the pair. If I can't have it, well, let someone else give. Should be zochet to be able to live with Shevet Dan, like the guys, the Ma'asif, Reb Chesed Levenstein, and be zochet be'ez Hashem to have this midah of Miriam, of caring, of looking for always for the good. If you do that, be'ez Hashem, will be zochet to go back with Ben.
I texted that to Chicago.
Oh yeah. Oh, don't tell your problems.
Yeah, fine. It'll be on his website next week.
Shkoyach dach. You know what a monez? Monez, it's like a meter. So sometimes the taxi drivers take it off.
Shavuos, I was a hit at this table because we're talking about milk and I quoted you, and like, everyone looked at me like, wow, this guy really gets it. And turns out one of your students was at the table. So
thank you, Doc. I appreciate it.
No, it was like, remember we were talking about the milk?
Yeah, sure. Why we have
because so mother's milk. Like, yeah, you know, Torah is, we were just born, we need milk. Yeah. So I go to someone's house.
Oh, yeah.
Ah,